Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning are Christian Fabian, Adam McKinney, and Danny Ryan of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. They're here to talk about the jazz workshop and dance intensive going on this week, culminating in a performance on Saturday evening. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me in the studio this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Can you tell me first, Christian, a little bit about the background of the jazz workshop? How long has it been going on?
It's our sixth year, and it used to be called the Native Jazz Workshop. And then last year, actually, for 1 year, we called it the Sitka Jazz Week. And we finally arrived at the Sitka Jazz Workshop. It's still pretty much the same workshop. It's a jazz intensive covering, arranging, composing, and jazz improv. It's initially started, co-founders is Edward Littlefield and myself, to extend what we were doing, the Native Jazz Quartet, where we take native and folk melodies from all around the world, and specifically Tlingit melodies from this area, and arrange them as jazz songs. So we wanted to teach other people how to do that. Little did we know, in order to do that, you got to have a full-blown jazz education. Mm-hmm. So basically, the name was a little misleading sometimes, because people like, what is the Native Jazz Workshop? But 85 to 95% of the material we're teaching is a jazz curriculum. So we renamed it to the Sitka Jazz Workshop. And we still have the Tlingit and native and folk melodies as the center. Today, Ruby Littlefield will come in and talk about this area, Tlingit mm-hmm. history and the melodies. And so all the aspects of that have remained the same. In order to teach arranging and composing, we use folk melodies and native melodies to show the students what you can do with that, you know. And then that's an exercise, and then after that the student can compose and arrange and play whatever they want to play. So that a lot of the results of what's happening in this week will be shown on Saturday. We also, this is a special year because I was able to invite my teacher, who played with Dizzy Gillespie for many, many, many years and was his musical director, Mike Longo, to the workshop. And this year has a heavy emphasis on jazz improv. And then also we have a vocalist join us tonight, Tierney Sutton, who's mm-hmm. 7 to 8 times Grammy nominated as one of the leading jazz singers in the world. And she will work with the vocalist of the workshop for 2 weeks. So we also combined the D. Dennis Vocal Jazz Workshop into the Sitka Jazz Workshop and just made it a regular vocal jazz workshop. So that's pretty much the history. So there's a lot going on, but it will be an amazing performance.
And something else new you're doing this year, you're collaborating with the Dance Intensive, and it's the first year of the Dance Intensive, right?
It is the first year of the Dance Intensive.
Absolutely.
We are excited about offering an intensive program for young Alaskan dancers to take classes in modern dance, contemporary dance, and ballet. As part of the performance, students will be presenting a world premiere by Danny Ryan. As well, students will have an opportunity to work with a professional choreographer on a solo, and they will be accompanied by an amazing pianist, Konstantin Valianatos, who's getting his doctorate in piano from Juilliard. The Dance Intensive is a collaboration between Sitka Fine Arts Camp and Dance Alaska Project, which offers a year-round intensive dance training to young Alaskan artists. Our hope is to stimulate and invigorate and create lasting impact for individual growth as well as communal growth through the art of dance. We are really excited about presenting our work on Saturday the 22nd at 7 p.m. at Sitka Performing Arts Center, mm-hmm. and to be collaborating with a jazz workshop. I think it's an amazing opportunity, both for the teachers and for the students alike.
Mm-hmm. And the students are composing this week. So what's that process like rehearsing when you maybe don't know all of the music that you're going to have just yet?
Well, today's Wednesday morning, and we actually haven't even started.
Oh.
And I think that's the joy of creativity and the amazing possibilities, endless possibilities in terms of creativity and collaboration. We're working on particular steps. We don't quite have the music yet, and we will figure it out. And we know that it's going to be really wonderful and entertaining.
And could you tell me what has the week been like so far? Has it been an enjoyable experience? What's the most enjoyable thing about
it? Yeah, it's been a great week. We're just watching the students be extraordinarily brave and open, and they're receiving the information and applying it to themselves. And that's been the most exciting part, I think, watching them step into this intensive week unafraid and ready to do what it takes to be successful. And I think that's been the best part. Absolutely.
And you have six students, six dancers?
Correct. Yeah.
And for you, this year is a little bit different, but it's the sixth year. So what's it like, you know, with composing in 5 days?
Well, it's amazing. By far our most successful year. We have about 30 participants. We have it's a workshop open to all ages, so we have also two teachers joining in the workshop. And because the Sitka Jazz Workshop is really, we have the fellow teachers are Dennis Yari, Ben Morrow on drums, Dennis Yari on native flute, and Mike Longo piano, myself on bass. So we have the thing about Sitka Jazz Workshop is professional musicians sharing information with what they're doing right now. So it's a lot of education is tailored out, middle school, high school, college, all those different levels. So there's none of that. So we're passing all the information out. It's, this is what we're doing. See what resonates with you, and maybe you can apply it. So, yeah, and then the week has been fantastic. We had, on Monday morning, we haven't even started. We had a couple of the Idaho girls were already singing jazz at 7 o'clock in the morning. They're so excited. I mean, it's really, this year's, it's, last year we already had a groundbreaking year because we had 13 participants. So we finally broke through. The first couple of years we were hovering around 6 to 8 to 10 participants, but last year was 13. This year we have 30. I mean, it's really amazing. And most of it, word of mouth. So that seems like to be the best advertising.
And with the dance intensive, you said that I think all of your dancers are young women.
That's right. Yeah.
And you're trying to incorporate, you know, female empowerment into the instruction, correct?
Yes, like? I believe that we are teaching through a lens of social justice. And what is the intersection between the arts and dance specifically, and the ways in which we want to create a just society?
Yeah.
And so we're having conversations about how can Danny and I support young women in finding their power through dance. And it's been extraordinarily humbling and amazing to watch young women decide to take up space in ways that they might not normally do. So it's been inspiring, to say the least, to support women's and young women's leadership in that way.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that people are going to be excited to come out and see these performances. This is at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. Can you tell me where people can find tickets?
I think it's Old Harbor Books, usually. Oh. They always have tickets there. Good. And then the Fine Arts Camp office. And then, of course, when you come to the venue, you can, you know, buy the tickets right there at the entrance of the Performance Arts Center.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning in the studio.
Thank you.
It was our pleasure having us.
The performance is A Night of Jazz and Dance. That's Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for students and seniors.
That's right.
And I've been speaking to Christian Fabian, Adam McKinney, and Danny Ryan of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Thank you again for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank
you. Thanks so much.